You're tuned into KLCC, and it's time to play the KLCC Conundrum, Oregon's most puzzling quiz. Of course, we can't play a good game without players. We need to hear from you. Register to play the KLCC Conundrum on the air with us by going to klcc.org/conundrum. I'm Jason Brown, KLCC Quizmaster Forrest Walker Davis is here. Forrest, how's it going?
Oh, it's going well. I was just listening to Macaulay Culkin's Velvet Underground cover band called Pizza Underground.
Oh, good. That makes me want to get a slice, actually, Forrest. Want to say hi, welcome, and good luck to Don from Eugene. Don, how are you today?
I'm great. I'm excited.
Oh, we're excited to have you here. What do you like to do when you're not playing quiz shows on the radio with us?
I like to hike and camp, getting ready to go to the Oregon Country Fair, and I like to hang out with my 4.5-year-old grandson, who often joins us on trivia night at play.
Oh, good. That's kind of a good trivia hack, is to bring your children with you, for sure.
Yes. Yeah.
Wonderful.
As a distraction method for the other team.
Exactly. We try to coach him to do that.
That's good.
All right. Well, Forrest, let's play the quiz.
Let's play the quiz. So we've got a music quiz for Don.
Oh.
Okay.
We've got specifically, I'm going to be asking questions that kind of define a band name, and you have to tell me what band name I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. You got that, Don?
Yeah, so the questions define the band's name. Okay, gotcha.
Okay, good.
So, number one. Karen, sometimes pronounced Sharon, is the ferryman responsible for shepherding souls across what river in Greek mythology?
The Rubicon?
No, that'd be Rome.
Okay.
There must be a band named Rubicon, though.
There probably is.
I'm drawing a blank.
Oh, well, some of their songs include Mr. Roboto.
Sail Away.
Yes.
Domo Arigato, Mr. Roboto. I can't come up with the band's name, though.
That'd be Styx.
That'd be Styx.
Oh, okay.
Then we've got Chomper, Reptar, and Barney are what kind of dinosaur?
T-Rex.
T-Rex, good.
We're banging a gong on that one.
Yeah.
Next, what's the book of the Bible that immediately precedes Exodus?
Genesis,
yeah. Good.
These berries, contrary to popular belief, don't actually grow in the water, but farmers use flooding to harvest them as they float off the plants.
Cranberries.
Yes, yeah. Good.
500, then 1,000, then 10.
Oh, this is good.
Thank you.
Okay. 500, 1,000, 10.
Yeah.
Think about other ways to express those numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Run DMC.
Oh, very so close. Yeah. So close.
Close.
Hold on. Okay. Wait a minute.
No. C is 100.
DMX. I'm sorry.
DMX.
Yes.
We got there.
Yes. very good.
If socialists have been known to fly the red flag, what flag do anarchists fly?
Black.
Yeah, black flag.
And then we've got a rabbit of nefarious intent.
A rabbit of nefarious intent, and it's a band name.
That's a person.
Performer name, yeah.
Performer name, yeah.
They played the halftime show of the Super Bowl.
Usually performs in Spanish.
Oh, Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny, good, yes.
Next, we've got a full musical ensemble led by a conductor, but they only use neon and lava lamps to perform their music.
Oh, this is a very literal clue.
You know.
Yes, Electric Light Orchestra.
Good, very good, yes.
Well done.
Yes, Don, you did great. So well, as a matter of fact, that we would like to send you a pair of KLCC socks just for playing the KLCC Conundrum with us.
That sounds great. I'd love to have them.
Forrest Walker Davis hosts a number of trivia nights in Eugene, including this Monday at Play, where it's KLCC Trivia Night. You can find him online at FWD Trivia. Listen back to the KLCC Conundrum at klcc.org/conundrum, and we would just love to put you to the test. Register to play the KLCC Conundrum on the air with us at klcc.org/conundrum.